Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One podcast, we continue with the year in review with HRMC President and CEO Eric Larson, Part 2.
We've had some retirements this year, some significant retirements. We've just recently celebrated a couple.
Yes.
And so how does that make you feel? I know you like old.
No, jealous.
when recently Deborah Eichkraft retired, and she had been here 41 years plus, I think a few weeks,
right.
Maybe was
yes.
that it?
Yes.
And so when you see that kind of longevity, what's that mean to you?
Well, that's heartwarming. That means that somebody's put their heart and soul into their work, their calling, and they've definitely decided that this is a place where they wanted to grow their career and stayed here. So that means a lot that somebody spends 41 plus years at an organization. And Deborah Eichkraft in particular has always had a soft spot in my heart. She's a great leader, does things very well, but she was ready to see what else is going to happen in her life. So, but when people do that, I think that's wonderful. Emma Cran's the same way. Been here a long time and a wonderful longtime nurse. Got to visit with her a little bit and, reminiscing with her about what things used to be like. And lots of changes in both of those careers, I'm sure, over time. And it's been a good thing. But, we're happy to support them as they move on to their next endeavor. And we hope that they find joy in that.
And with that comes some other change. And, we've had several changes in key leadership at HRMC over the past year here in our 75th year. What do you see that? Do you see an opportunity in that? What do you see when you get new, fresh leaders in their positions?
I appreciate those who are sort of born up through the organization in their careers coming into leadership positions. I think that's great that we promote from within. But also there's a value in finding additional expertise or perspectives from people outside the organization. So yeah, we've had some in both of those realms assume or acquire new leadership roles, and we're grateful that they're willing to step up and be a part of helping us get better. So yeah, definitely a pretty good list of new names, and some that as we mentioned through retirement, and some that are transitioning too, like Dr. Tsai, who most of you probably know, has been here for a long time, and so he's not retiring per se, but he is spinning down his clinical practice, and we're excited for him in that regard. But I cajoled him into staying here as part of my administrative team, and he's been a wonderful friend and colleague, and just somebody that I lean on a lot to help keep me grounded and ask questions about what we can do better. And his perspective is always about taking care of the patient and being a part of the community and doing what's right for those we serve. So it's been gratifying in that way. I'm sure throughout his clinical practice, he's developed a lot of wonderful relationships with a lot of people. In fact, as some of you may know, we do some parades every once in a while throughout the year, and it's always fun to be in a parade with Dr. Tsai, because he is definitely the most popular guy out there. People calling him by name. It's just fun to watch that and see that interaction. Just know that throughout the course of his career here at HRMC, he's developed those relationships. And as he's worked with Cheddar Home Clinic and devoted so many years there, that just will continue to persist in his new role as my chief medical officer. He's been in that for a couple of years, and I told him that it would only be part-time. So he kids me about that on a regular basis, that it may sound like part-time, but it is far from it. But it's just one more way to utilize him in an area that I think we can continue to grow in.
Perhaps he can just really work part-time now as the CMO instead of clinical practice.
Perhaps. I think he would like that, and we're okay with that. But he's been a wonderful addition to our leadership team. We've had a couple of others over the last year with Destiny Finn and Amy Gergen, and just really rounding out our leadership team. Very happy with where we're going and the camaraderie that exists in that group. So it's been good.
So with Dr. Tsai and that continued awareness and commitment to the needs of his patients, That's something that is admired, I think, by many. There's another physician who has been here a long time as well, who recently received an award from you.
Yeah, so again, annually I present two awards at our annual holiday celebration. The award that you're referring to was the Spirit of Caring Award, which in my mind exemplifies somebody, one of our practitioners who carries responsibility to take care of others and shares that with the patients that they serve, and is a stalwart of the community and serves selflessly. But this year's recipient was Dr. Bob Holm, Robert Holm, well-deserving, as most of you know. He's been a long-standing member of the Huron community as well as the medical community, and has a great family legacy here. He has earned that award not only through what he's done throughout his career, but even in the most recent last year of supporting the dialysis initiative, a huge proponent of the dialysis services, and just a huge proponent of healthcare in Huron, and just a wonderful example of a practitioner that is dedicated to meeting the needs of his patients. So a well-deserved award, I felt, and happy that he was there to accept it, and as well as his wife. So.
Yes, that was excellent. I think he credited a lot of his success to his wife.
Absolutely.
Which he has done frequently throughout his career,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
Another award that you recognize an individual leader at HRMC with each year that is pretty personal to you. You want to tell us about that award and who the recipient is?
Yeah, that award I've defined as the Ubuntu Award, which is meaning I am because of you. I am, therefore you are, which really exemplifies sort of that teamwork that a true leader brings to the table, and really helps to look out for others and working as part of a bigger whole. And so there's a lot to that. There's some personal feelings around that, and that that was a word that sort of came to my mind as I was thinking of something else, but really resonated with me about how we support each other. But it is intended for a leader in our organization that exemplifies those traits of being there for the good of the whole. And this year's recipient was Jana Rose, our director of purchasing and materials management. And so when I called her up on the stage at our annual celebration, I knew that there was a little bit of mystery about what she did, because I wasn't overtly stating that, but the way that the impact that she has throughout the organization, you can't quantify and you can't put a number to, but she does, in her role, touch every single person and department in this organization in one way or another. So I felt that she was very deserving, and really was gratified to give that award to her.
Yeah, absolutely. None of us can do anything without the supplies and materials we need to do our jobs and
yep.
take care for patients.
Absolutely true.
And she does look at that entire picture. So this is a lot. You know, this is 1 year. You look back at this and you think, gosh, that all happened since January, right?
Yeah.
It's been a very busy and fulfilling 75th year.
It has been, yes. And I look at it as, I don't know if the word's eventful or you used fulfilling, which I think is good too. But it's been a year of rewarding experiences. And I'm happy that we've got 2024 to look forward to. I'm one that's, as I reflect on prior year experiences, what did we do well and what could we have done better on? And there will always be things that hit both of those categories. So hopefully we'll continue to build on that in 2024 and try to get better, just incrementally better next year than we were this year. That's always the goal, is not to try to do it all at once. But our ultimate goal is to be the provider of choice in here on South Dakota. And what does that take? And it's a little bit of change every day. And we're working on that and getting there.
Yeah. You know, recently we've been reading a book as a group. And I think you were talking to a group of employees that are leading some employee engagement about priorities, you know, and it's sometimes we get so busy with all of these events and we have so many things that are so fulfilling and we're caring for patients. When we look at those priorities, I mean, a lot of people set New Year's resolutions or goals, and obviously we maintain the same priorities
mm-hmm.
here. over the last 75 years.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So how's that look for
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and I think we did have this conversation the other day, and it was a little enlightening to me because I guess I had thought, you know, are we all on the same page about how we prioritize the work we do? Do we all come from the same perspective? And but those priorities, in my mind at least, are there are five of them that I've always tried to govern how I work. But the first one is always patient safety. So our highest priority is to our patients and making sure that they have safe care, effective care when they are here. So the second one is regulatory. Are we doing the things that we need to do from a regulatory standpoint to make sure that we can keep our doors open and that we are meeting the requirements of those agencies that govern the work that we do? So those first two. The third one is customer service. If there are initiatives or elements to the work that require us to be more customer focused, then we should pay attention to those as one of our highest priorities. Because I do believe that that's where we engage with our community the most is how are we treating each other? How are we treating our patients? And then how is that perceived in the work that we're trying to accomplish in meeting our other goals? The other two are financial. So is there a financial benefit or is there some way that that helps us financially so that we can continue to provide the services that we need? I've said it before, you know, that saying of no money, no mission. We need to be good stewards of our resources. So is there a financial benefit or some way to characterize the work that we're doing from a finance standpoint? And the final one is just around business development. So when we look at the work we're doing, is there a way to develop new service lines to help support our community? And where does that fit in our priorities? So looking at that from those five standpoints of priorities, just making sure that we're in alignment as an organization to how we take care of our community. As you and I have talked, you know, we look back and we've done a lot of good things, and 2024 will do a lot of great things. And you know, I as a family, you know, we talk about how we prioritize what we do next, right? But as a family, we have a tradition in our home where every year at Christmas Eve we sit down and we do gifts to the Christ Child. And you can call those goals if you want, but that really helps us put into perspective what we feel is important, not only as individuals, but as a family, to make sure that we're honoring and that we're paying attention to as we go throughout the course of the year. So we write on a little piece of paper, and we put in a little box that Nicola keeps on the mantle. And then we, on Christmas Eve, we pull out the old one and we read it and say, gee, how well did we do on that? And sometimes we could say we've knocked that one out of the ballpark. Other times we can say, oh, I better put that on my list for next year, or I'll try again. But we're certainly not perfect. But then we write those gifts to the Christ Child for the coming year. And it's a tradition that's been before Nicola and I were married, and something my family started with me, and we try to carry on. I think that characterizes a little bit of how we try to formalize the way that we feel about the work we do, is that we make an intentional effort to be better next year than we were the prior year. And I think we do our best, and that's all we can do some days.
Absolutely. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you too.
Thanks for being here, Eric.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.